Welcome to Money Talks with Melissa B. We're going to be talking about you and your life, how to take control of your finances, ditch the debt, and claim the power of your money so that you can follow your dreams. So get comfy and let's chat. Welcome back, friends. I hope you had a wonderful Easter and a great week since we talked last. And I'm excited to bring you episode 23, When It Comes to Change, Every Little Bit Counts. I think one of the most common concerns when I speak to people about starting to budget and getting their money under control and paying off their debt, I think one of the biggest concerns is that people think that a budget is going to make them say no to all the extras, right? They think that a budget means that all you do is pay your bills and put every penny towards debt. And if that is what you choose to do, good for you. That's what my husband and I did. We buckled down. We battened all the hatches, right? We were just 100% all in on paying off the debt. But that was because the stakes in our life were so high. My daughter had a medical issue and we needed the money to be able to take care of her. So for us, the trade-off of being able to take care of our child in a way that was necessary was worth us giving up everything else. But if that's not your situation, you don't have to give up everything. A budget does not mean that you cannot spend money. It doesn't mean that you can't do fun things anymore. It doesn't mean anything except that you decide where your money goes. That's all a budget is. When I say budget, what pops into your head? Are they negative connotations that pop up into your head when I say the word budget? Because if they are, you can just banish those bad thoughts that you have around a budget. Because truly, all a budget is your plan on how you want to spend your money. Now let me repeat that. It is your plan on how you want to spend your money. Now here I didn't say anything about not being able to buy what you want. I didn't say anything about any things that you have to do, right? A budget makes it all in your control. Really, all we're doing when we implement a budget is we are taking control of the decisions ahead of time instead of just rolling with it as we go. Because if you don't plan, then things will just happen, because that is how life works. So the title of this episode, When It Comes to Change, Every Little Bit Counts, that is meant two ways. Number one is when it comes to changing your behaviors and the way that you act, every little bit counts. But it's also meant as when it comes to your change. Every little bit counts. That means quarters count. That means dimes count. That means those annoying pennies, which blows my mind, I see people throw in the garbage. It means that all those pennies count. And every little bit that you pay attention to and put where you want it to go is a little bit in the right direction. All of it counts. All of it matters. So if you are overwhelmed by the idea of starting a budget because you think that it means that you're not going to be able to buy all the stuff that you want to buy, that's probably true. I'm not sure how many people's budgets allow for them to buy every single thing they want to buy, right? I'm sure that we could think of a list, a never-ending list of things that we would want to buy. 'Cause why not? If you could, it'd be fun. But it doesn't mean that you have to say no to everything. So if you start your budget and you're going to start with it as your life is right now, so you get your hair done and you get your nails done and you go to Starbucks every day and what else? You go to the movies every weekend. Okay, so that's where you're starting. That's your starting point. If you choose to drop out one day of Starbucks a week, that little bit counts. If you choose to go an extra week or two before you get your hair done, that little bit counts. If you choose to Netflix or Redbox every other weekend instead of going to the movie theater, every little bit counts. And I think that having this mentality when you're starting your budget is so very important. You can go from 0 to 100 really quick, and that's what my husband and I did because the stakes were high. But if your stakes aren't so high, you just want to figure out this money thing and you want to be moving in the right direction, or you want to just stop going in the opposite direction, you need to adopt this mentality that every little bit counts. Every step in the right direction is one step closer to your goals. So it's helpful to maybe think about this like exercise, right? If you never exercise, you are not going to start jogging 10 miles every day. You'll never be able to sustain that. Probably you won't be able to do it the first day, much less the next day and the next day. So with exercise, when you start to exercise, you start small, and then you build and build and build on the work that you've already done. Your budget is the same way. Your money is the same way. You don't want to start by cutting out everything, everything you've ever done. That's not going to be sustainable. You need to start by making the small changes. And then as you add up all these small changes and you're picking up steam, it's like a snowball. That's the whole idea of the debt snowball, is that as it rolls downhill, it's picking up steam, right? And once it starts picking up steam and it's rolling downhill, it gets easier and easier and easier, and the results, the snowball gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So there is no need to go from 0 to 100. You can go from 0 to 1, and then to 2, and then to 3, on and on and on. With that being said, there's no reason to fear a budget. There's no reason to not get started. There's no reason that you can't take one step. So you take one step today, and you take one step tomorrow, or you take another step next week. As slowly as you need to do this is as slowly as you can do it. This is all up to you. Just like exercise, no one can force your results. You have to do it. And you can do it. You can totally do it. So don't let the thought of the budget overwhelm you because you know that there's lots that needs to be changed and you just can't handle the stress of thinking, of making all of those changes. Because the only thing that you need to worry about is making one single change. Make one single change at a time and work your way towards your goals. I just wanted to come here today and bust this myth of all or nothing when it comes to a budget. It does not have to be all or nothing. And if that is what's holding you back from doing this work, then let today be the day that you give that idea up. It does not have to be all or nothing because every little bit counts. Have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you soon. you all are enjoying this podcast, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. If you want more, head over to my Facebook page at Melissa Blandford Coaching for daily inspiration. And if there's anything you'd like to hear in an upcoming episode, please let me know. I would love to talk about it. You all have a wonderful week. Go out there and start taking control of your life.